Executive Director of the National Solid Waste Management Authority, NSWMA, Audley Gordon, says the fire at the Haddon dump in Monique, St. Anne, appears to have been caused by spontaneous combustion. The executive director says this is a norm during the summer months. Speaking with NCUFM News this morning, Mr. Gordon gave an update on the situation. He says steady progress has been made.
We're on top of the situation in Haddon. We got a call last night about a fire there. And based on all the information we have, this one seems like a spontaneous combustion, which do happen from time to time at the landfill, especially in the very dry season that we're encountering now. Because we got the call at night when it's very dark, it was difficult. So we tried to pour as much water we can with the use of the fire department and some independent water trucks. But we are on top of it since morning, and we're making very steady progress. I believe by nightfall, we should be out of this one.
The situation at Haddon comes days after fire broke out at the retirement dump in St. James. It was extinguished on Monday, but caused heavy smoke, which affected various communities for several days. Mr. Gordon says the NSWMA has no plans to introduce new waste disposal sites across the island. Instead, he's encouraging Jamaicans to get into the habit of recycling and composting.
No. I think the plan, if there's any plan from where I sit, it will be to see how we can decrease the amount of this thing, because we want to get people into recycling more. We want to get composting happening more, which means we'll have less of the need for these big sites. And we get those going, and think the sites that we have would be well adequate if we get this, the kind of best practices going with regards to composting and recycling.
In the meantime, authorities say residents can expect a significant decrease in heavy smoke at the Haddon Waste Disposal Site in Monique. Regional Operations Manager for NEPM Waste Management, Tracy Fakuri, says residents can expect the smoke to be cleared by tomorrow morning.
As we stand now, we have managed to cool down the fire. There is no flame, but we do have some amount of smoke emitting from the heat, and we're in the process now of commencing an intensive covering exercise, which will take care of that. We expect that by the latest tomorrow morning, there will be a significant decrease and no longer creating a nuisance to any residents or passerby.
This is the second fire at one of the country's disposal sites in a little more than a week. The fire at the Haddon dump in Monique, St. Anne, is reported to have started yesterday afternoon. Speaking with NCUFM News this morning, Regional Operations Manager for NEPM Waste Management, Tracy Fakuri, outlined steps affected residents can take to minimize their exposure to the smoke.
We appreciate that the landfill is located in relative close proximity to housing development, so we ask that for those residents, they use something wet to cover their nose should they have to go outside. Keep the children inside as much as possible. We are working insidiously to have the situation brought under control by tomorrow.